Hello, I'm Phil Svitek, 360 Creative Coach, and this episode has a very simple mission, and it's to inspire you out of your creative fear. As a creative, or artist, content creator, whatever you want to call yourself, I'm sure you have many goals and ambitions and dreams. Now, start with one, right? You know, and then move forward in that sense, but stop letting whatever obstacles that are in your way prevent you from doing so. And to me, it all boils down to creative fear. You know, we look at the lack of resources, the lack of what we may know, who we may know, which is, you know, another term for resource, but others kind of like negative talk, self-doubt, and all these things just prevent us from going after the things that we want to create. And I just want to call it bullshit, okay? And just say, just do it, as Nike would say, just do it. And you're not always going to get it perfect on the first thing, but that's okay, you know? Instead of looking at all the things that you don't have, look at all the things that you actually do have and go after it. You know, that was the decision when, you know, with my first movie, I was like, you know, enough's enough. I want to make a feature film. I don't have a lot of money, but I can self-fund, it. And, you know, figure out how to make it for cheap, and I'll just wear all the hats, and, you know, as long as there's people willing to go on this journey with me and I make it advantageous for them, then let's do it. And right now, it would be fantastic if, you know, a script I wrote that requires funding beyond myself, if that funding came. I think it will come, but it's not going to come for a while. Well, in the interim, I still want to do another movie, and so I'm like, all right, well, let me do another micro budget film that I can self-fund and do it. You know, I know at this point, I know I can. And so why not? Why not humble myself again? Because no one's at the moment knocking on my doorstep and saying, hey, we want to give you X, Y, and Z to make this movie. So let me just continue doing it and putting myself forward. You know, let me get rid of the obstacles. Let me figure out how to do this. And, you know, I find people live in these shells again, like as soon as a worry comes up, you know, then they retreat, whether it's their own self-doubt or from other people. It's just, again, I call it creative fear. And I, in the various lessons of the past, I've been kind of harping on various ways to overcome these negative thoughts or words that may come to you. You know, and part of it is just starting to get better at being uncomfortable, right? And, you know, I'm talking about the good comfortable versus, like, you know, obviously putting yourself in like a toxic situation. I wouldn't want you to do that. But for example, you know, and speaking about In Search of Sunrise, which is the film that I want to make that would require funding beyond my own funding, you know, I'm kind of looking at it, okay, I know I have to reach out to various people to make this happen. So why not call, you know, various production companies and so forth and really get to know them? You know, I know a lot of them don't take unsolicited projects, but just the simple act of, you know, I call a lot of their receptions and I just say, hey, I know you don't take unsolicited calls or unsolicited projects, but where do you look for new projects, you know, or new clients and so forth? Like, how are you gauging, you know, what's worthy and so forth? You know, where are you looking? And they'll point me to specific film festivals or, you know, various places, right? They'll give you the answer. And, you know, in that sense, I don't have a problem with doing the work. I just want to know where the efforts need to be directed towards. But I remember running this idea by some people of like, hey, I have this idea where I'm just going to call various people and just ask them, you know, what they're looking for. And they were like, oh, don't do it. You know, they're going to blackball you and they're going to kind of remember your name and know not to work with you because that seems very amateurish. I'm like, why? And you know what? Some people might, when I called them, you know, put me on some sort of list. But it's like, I'm not. Why? There's no malintent. I'm not ultimately soliciting them a project. I'm just asking them. And you know, in doing so, I try to be as kind about it as possible and you know, greet them properly and kind of, you know, keep it as concise as I need to. But at the same time, let them know that it is, you know, a human interaction to me, and I value them for giving me that answer. So that's a form of, you know, just getting out of my otherwise comfort zone, you know, because I don't necessarily, you know, for me, I'm not an extrovert, and so having to deal with new people that I don't know and asking them something, even as simple as this, you know, is beyond my comfort zone, especially, like, again, when if had I given into the doubt of other people of, like, don't do this, you know, it just kind of adds up against the adversity. But all that to say is, like, whatever excuse you can come up with, it's all bullshit. And listen, you know, is the thing, sure, would it be nice if you could have X, Y, and Z, which generally means in terms of money and other resources? Sure, yeah, you know, maybe that might make your project better. But at the same time, when you're forced to just, you know, limitations force you to really be creative. And by the way, no project, even a $200 million movie, doesn't escape the need of, like, oh, if only we had more money kind of talk, right? And they're even, you know, they are boxed in to certain degrees, right? And so, you know, just embrace that for what it's worth and start to utilize, you know, how you can go and create the things that you want to create. And maybe the grand idea that you have, you kind of have to shelf for a little bit. Instead, work on the things that that you can do in this period in time, you know, and build to that thing and gain that momentum. Because, you know what, the skills, if nothing else, the skills you gain along the way will be tremendously beneficial. You know, for better or worse, Tenet, right, Christopher Nolan's movie, is the culmination of all the things that he's done before. And a movie for him like that wouldn't have been possible without those stepping stones, if you will. Right? And you know, listen, I'm not going to talk about whether it's a good movie or bad movie. I'm just simply saying, like, in terms of pulling off what he pulled off. So, you know, and I get it in the same way. I want to create something, but it's, you know, Sunrise for me being that thing. But if it has to come later, so be it. In the interim, I'm not just going to sit around and wait for somebody to knock on my door. And this is kind of a big talking point I see on Clubhouse or on social media and so forth. And, you know, obviously coaches and inspirational quotes of, like, you know, you gotta make your own opportunities. And I echo that. It's 100%. You know, however you can, just make something. And it's possible now more than ever. You know, and Gary Vee has this thing that he talks about, like, the only, you know, when people look at what quality is, that's a form of self-doubt, because it's like, it's not up to you to determine quality. You know, there can be, I can draw stick figures and put my face on it, and if I can make people laugh and get 20 million views, then who determines that's not quality production work, right? And then that's the thing. I think, you know, ultimately, there's if people knew exactly what audiences wanted, there wouldn't be box office duds and, you know, things of that nature. But there are, because nobody ultimately knows. And so for me, I really just, if there's one mission that I really have in this year, and I'm kind of observing it around various people, how they respond to things, there's just so much creative fear out there, and it just has to fucking stop. And, you know, people sometimes, even including my own friends, kind of look at me as, like, crazy, of, like, they have, like, a second take of, like, maybe, you know, maybe pump the brakes a little bit, think about that. I'm like, no, I'm gonna fucking bust through that wall, and I don't give a shit, you know? I'm not gonna be living in creative fear. That doesn't mean I'm gonna be reckless and stupid about things. I still, you know, approach the ideas, and I see the hurdles for what they are, but I immediately start thinking of how to overcome them. And little by little, you know, if you take it in small strides and really do the work, you can overcome that and overcome your creative fear. That's what overcomes creative fear, work. So that's what I have for you. Hopefully this is inspiring for you to go out there and do the creative work, because you deserve it and the world deserves to see it. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Feel free to ask me any questions or thoughts of your own in the comments section, or hit me up on social media at Phil Svitek. Likewise, if you think this episode might be of benefit to somebody, please share it with them. I certainly would appreciate it, as I appreciate you, and I'll see you next time.